morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to a very hot Tuesday morning. My name's John Holmberg. It's 5:45. There's Brady Bogan in his bunker. Creepy E is here. Big Dick Toledo ready to go. Tuesday morning. And there's Faith No More, who I was just telling Brett. You added that one, right? You threw that in for time. Haven't heard it in a little while. That'll be stuck in my head all day. Whole album's great. For those of you who like rock and are like, you know, I never really got back in. Go get that Angel Dust record because it is absurdly good. It'll catch you every time. Damn it, Brett. You put an earworm in me to start the whole day. It's crazy. And then I got to sit and, you know, realize that my life didn't work out at all.
Why is that?
$400 million deals are getting thrown around.
And well, I'm
pretty happy about yourself and stuff. Like, I've done all right. And then you look around, you're like, he did what?
Well, I mean, you won a Super Bowl, John.
Mother. Didn't apply myself.
Would you go ahead and go on Instagram, John, and say, you know what? I'm here to stay. That's what he did.
Yeah, I think, it's pretty much. Like, I think
I'm here to stay.
I think that picture would have the owner of the Chiefs crank in my hand or mouth. With the photo that says, I'm staying forever. $400 million is basically going to be, oh, my goodness. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. And with incentives and things like that, he'll make $500 million.
I just want to be a fly on the wall at Ryan Pace's house yesterday.
Yeah, with the Bears. Now, he's the one who passed on him and said, no, Mitchell Trubisky is the answer at quarterback in this draft, and none shall be better. In fact, I'm going to give things away to go get Mitchell Trubisky. Just to jump up one spot to make sure that because there's no other good quarterbacks in this draft, he said to himself, Bears fans. He said, there's no good quarterbacks in this. There's only one. And I have to move up a spot or two to make sure, because if we lose Trubisky, there's nobody. Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, nobody will ever draft them. They're worthless. But $500 million later. I love how the story broke, though. It's just pretty great that the Chiefs went to a liquor store and bought a bunch of Dom Perignon, and the clerk tweeted out, a bunch of Chiefs executives were just here buying Dom Perignon. I think they just signed Patrick Mahomes to a big deal. Because they evidently asked the guy, he's like, big day over there at the Chiefs game. He goes, yeah, we got a big signing. He goes, is it Chris Ford? And he goes, nope. And he goes, okay. So he knew who it was. He tweets out immediately after. And then there's like a Chiefs thing. It says, please don't do this to us. We hadn't announced it yet. And of Adam Schefter and all the
small town living there, right?
Yeah, Kansas City, tiny, you know, little
everybody
bird.
Knows everybody.
And he said, but that's how you have to recognize when a news person says sources say, because this source legitimately was clerk at liquor store tweeting, I think the Chiefs just signed Patrick Mahomes to a big deal because they came in and bought tons of Dom Perignon. And he was right. But yeah, that is a good amount of cake right there to throw in. And
that's just another great story to add to it.
I guess. I remember when Ryan Sandberg signed with the Cubbies for $1 million a year. It was like 1984. Five cover Sports Illustrated $1 million man. Couldn't believe what was happening. What's happening to sports? How long until we have a $10 million man? And now it's just every single year another guy gets some astronomical crazy thing, and this is nuts. And again, in football, so dangerous, because we saw what happened to Alex Smith. And you just never know. I know there's clauses.
I was reading that. Like, so if he were to get hurt, he's got $141 million guaranteed.
Yeah,
so,
and it's insured. Yeah. But still, it's just one of those things where you're playing, and you can insure as much as you want. If he gets hurt, there's still a bunch of cap space that gets knocked out because of this thing, because the upfront money. But man, oh,
but if
man,
he
oh,
stays man. Healthy, plays the whole time,
he'll be great.
He could make up to $500 million.
He's worth the risk. But how do you pay anybody else? How does this work later? I don't know. Teams that have quarterbacks, like the Ravens, had too many people to pay, and Joe Flacco wasn't worth it. But they inked him to like $22 to $25 million. Once it got into the 20s, they're like, we can't do this. He's got to go.
Apparently, it's really good for this year. I don't know how it's structured.
They're going to be restructuring that forever. He's got what I think is going to be a Bobby Bonilla contract, because there's no way
defer it for about 30 years.
I mean, the Steelers
teams
Patriots,
don't do that anymore though, because they realize the Bonilla thing.
Well, they can't,
with inflation, that guy made so much more money.
Bruce Sutter's another one to look at, because he got paid up until a couple years ago, and he didn't. He had a 3-year deal with the Braves that lasted 30 something years. A contract, and it was like $1 million a year. And you end up getting like 9, because it was interest plus compounded this plus deferred this. Crazy amount. But you know, I mean,
baseball's not doing it anymore anyway.
Football still does it. I mean, the Steelers have restructured Ben's contract a few times. The Patriots played with Brady's money.
But
like
usually
crazy.
What they do with that is they put it into like signing bonuses
right.
and stuff
they
like
toy
that.
With it. Yeah. They move it. But once the contract's set and you're like, okay, we'll defer it, pay it on the back end. They've got a big payment at the end of that. And it's crazy. But that's a lot
the old
of dough.
Bubble.
That is a lot of money. A lot of money. And you know what? My hat's off. I'm not complaining. It just makes you go, wow, that's out there.
It's amazing you can do that right now with all that's going on.
I know. And also,
and you don't even know if you're
– is there going to be a season? Who knows?
And was there a fear of losing him if they didn't offer that?
If he was a free agent, like because this was an extension. If they let him go to free agency, first off, yes, because his agent would be like, the Chiefs hate you. They let you play on a contract year, which means they'd blow his knee up. So, yeah, there would have been – they had to do this extension, maybe not now, but soon, because if they didn't, it would have looked like, yeah, we're just going to ride him out. If he gets hurt, we'll lose him. If not, we'll sign him. And you put his health and his future at risk without a guarantee. This basically ensures
all those guys, like they were talking, you know, if Trubisky was any good, he would have got the extension.
Absolutely. Like quarterbacks, after 3 years, if you've done what he's done, you're not going to that fourth and then contract extension option here. You're not.
I understand that. It's interesting that and fantastic for Patrick Mahomes, but man, to come out and go, okay, well, let's look at $500 million over 10 years, or you know, with
well, somebody would have done it. I mean, if that was the going rate, if somebody would have thrown that money, it would have been Jerry
He's
Jones,
the best player in the NFL.
Yeah,
right
yep, absolutely. I don't think there's a second that's like within range. But like Jerry Jones would have very gladly had that kid come to free agency, said, bank, throw it. You know, give him whatever he's asking for, because that's the you know the types of owners that put that kind of dough into a guy.
Yeah, if you have to choose between him or Dak Prescott,
absolutely. And if the Chiefs,
I don't think there's much of a choice.
Chiefs would have allowed it. He'd have left Kansas City with a chip on his shoulder. It wouldn't have just been, are they afraid to lose him? He would have guaranteed.
There's no way he was going anywhere.
Absolutely crazy amount. But you know, it's a wonder that every time there's the study that goes out every year for years and years of asking kids, what do you want to be when you're grown up, and our kids are too big of dreamers, and you don't want to kill their dreams, but also you want to keep reality in line. Like 9 out of 10 boys under the age of 7 want to be athletes. Back in the 50s and 60s, that was a little bit tempered because they didn't make that kind of money, and you saw high respect for military, fireman, cop, you know, stuff like that. In the 70s, military, fireman, cop, still there. Baseball started to sneak in a little bit more because every kid wants it. But as they get older, they start to see realism. You start, you know, you're 13, 14 years old, and you start saying, oh, I like construction, I like math, probably an engineer. They still have high goals, but it's more realistic to what you are. Now, they did a study of, like, people under the age of 17. They still all want to be actors or athletes. They think professional sports is as easy as it gets. It's where the money is, and acting. And they want to be
social. That would
social
include,
media has changed it all. But also the news telling you, there's $400 million to be made if you're any good at something. And whether you believe you're the best or not, you see that's the money. And even the low-end guys, you know, long snappers and stuff for $600,000-$700,000 a year. So no wonder kids are aspiring too high to things that are almost unattainable without any regard to the idea. That's not – they just say it like, what do you want to be when you get older? None of this school is going to matter. I'm going to go ahead and be an actor. I'm going to – you know, because they see all this money in the news get thrown around, and you don't see that. All you hear about with day-to-day jobs is it's underpaid, it's garbage, you don't have that. Of course, younger people are going to start watching this going, why wouldn't I try to be a pro athlete or an actor? That's the only place you can become incredibly wealthy. So it's a weird, dangerous kind of life that kids are looking at, because the money is so huge and so celebrated for jobs that are really hard to come by. You got to get them. You got to start telling your kids they're not good. That's the thing. We've got too many special kids out there saying you can be whatever. No, you can't. You can't be Patrick Mahomes. There's only been one ever.
Look at the other side of the coin there. Ryan Leaf.
Exactly.
The guy's had a rough life.
Oh,
since getting out of the NFL. He's been arrested multiple times and
drugs. He had all
Todd
sorts
Marinovich.
Of problems.
Yeah. He chose some bad options.
Why can't parents hold them on high for their children to go, this is probably you.
Yeah.
You're not good at much. You're not very bright. You have to look. You're going to be like maybe manager of an Outback. Maybe one of these days. That's your goal. So goals are to be a manager of an Outback. I remember my very realistic friend told me about his son. And I said, how's he doing? And he goes, he's good. He's probably achieved all he's going to achieve as far as jobs. I'm like, why is that? And he goes, well, he's not the brightest bulb. All right. Kid's probably late 20s, early 30s, and he basically is a manager of something. He's like, that's as high as we could ever have expected him to be.
I was listening to him.
You want more than anything. It was like, and that's where it's at for him, and I just want him to be happy.
It wasn't, but they tempered his beliefs right. that he could be the world's greatest singer. And said, you know, maybe you should just get into the blue collar work. And he's like, yeah, and he just fell into it. But his parents didn't tell him you can do this because he couldn't. He was bad at what he really loved doing. He was bad at it. He was a terrible singer. But they had to tell him, like,
you're going to learn eventually.
You can go out and suffer for the art, but let's be realistic and just get you in a real job. And he's got a job where he's managing something, and he is one of those worker bees. There are a lot of worker bees out there, but worker bees now have dreams of being the queen. And
you have to find your level of happiness. Yeah. I mean, everybody can go for it. It's easy to have those hopes and dreams when you're a teenager and in your 20s and go for it. I don't blame anybody for trying.
Sure. Got to give it a run.
But you got to have some expectations, right. And if it doesn't happen, it's okay. You could still make the best of whatever situation you end up in. Eric Kramer, I just heard a thing about Eric Kramer. Who was on the Lions, and he was on a Bears quarterback. Yeah. The dude, I didn't even realize he tried to commit suicide not too long ago.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yikes. I mean, he's had a
concussions?
Yeah.
Or
all these. Oh, well, yeah. Just everything. And, you know, he had a great year with the Bears and then failed after that and then started failing. And there's probably so many more stories that are
tons
going the other direction.
Well, I think that's
hardly hear
the pressures.
About.
But that's that suicide rate that they're talking about with people young right now is because they have these huge aspirations, and when they get knocked down just a little bit, they're the realism of what they're
no
thinking.
Adversity.
Yeah, there's zero, and like you try to go out for a football team, you're not getting cut. You always think I'm good enough to do everything, and then when you get that first dose of life reality kicked in the nuts, like 57% higher. Chance of a kid between the age of 14 and 18 to commit suicide today than it was 20 years ago. That is a huge jump, 57%. You have to attribute it somehow or another to the fact that they're being told, the world's your oyster. And once it stops being that for a half a second, they have never, like you said, Brady, never had adversity. So the first time they have to go over a speed bump, they're like, well, this isn't how it's supposed to be. And they don't know how to do it.
That's where the parents have to temper expectations.
Well, normally it's the parent.
Or
that's the bigger thing. And mom's like, you're fine, Angel. It's, you know, because dads don't come in and say, you can't. You're going to be a construction worker, and you're going to like it. Yeah. Worker bees. It's not a bad thing. Not all of you can be the next Kelly Clarkson. I mean, visually, you could be. Anybody can look better than her. She doesn't even try. She didn't even wash her hair for that TV show of hers. It's disgusting.
That was the shocking thing about American Idol is the parents, I think, more than anything. That were just in the hallway telling them how great they were.
There's that. There's the voice is even worse. And then that America's Got Talent thing. If you get a young person, the whole family shows up and just waits. Yeah. You see, that was
kid gloves.
Humongous eye-opener to watch these people tell their kids who just went on TV and were terrible that they encouraged them. I would never encourage. If my kid sucked at something and was like, I'm going to go on TV and show it to the world, I'm like, this is a terrible idea. I don't think you should go on TV and do that. You could now because nobody's allowed to tell you you stink. They just wouldn't show it.
But you know, and at the same time, if they said, no, I'm doing it, and they do it, you have to be able to say, you know what? You failed at it. You can survive that.
But I wouldn't have stood outside.
That's teaching, you know, there's an adversity opportunity there, too.
Sure.
Like, hey, go for it. But
as a dad,
it's okay to fail.
You stand outside that door with Ryan Seacrest and wait for that little guy to come back in without a golden ticket because you know it's going to happen. I wanted one of them to go, I told you, no, let's go home.
This is going to be bad, Ryan.
I told Ryan he's not making it. Are you guys excited? Not even a little. I hope he doesn't hurt himself. That's all because Ryan, he's a terrible singer. We tried to talk him out of this. He's coming out of there without a ticket, I guarantee you.
I think that's what we were all hoping for, just one parent
to have realistic goals and zero support of his child's dream. You can't support your kid's dreams all the time. You have to eventually look over and go, all right, you're wasting your time.
That was a fun 18 hours in line.
Right, we waited in line for 18 hours. We drove here from our small, you know, country hometown of Arkansas and drove all the way to Nashville to stand here for 25 hours to have them tell you what we already knew. You're terrible at singing. It's rough. But how do you blame them when you see the headline? $450 million going in the pocket of this kid in his 20s just because he's good at football. It's got them, and you've never been told you're bad at anything. You got to think, why can't I do that? Why can't I get half of that? It's amazing.
Have you ever talked to your dad, John, about?
My dad tried to talk me out of this.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He saw real, and he was right 100%. He looked at the industry and said, losers abound, every one of them. And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of losers in radio. And he goes, oh, Jesus, God, you need a backup plan. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to do a backup plan. I'm going in it. If I fail, I'll figure it out. And I think all he saw was when I said, if I fail, I'll figure it out. He just heard, I'll live with you. And so he's like, I think maybe you should think of other stuff. And I was like, I can do this. I got this. And I'll make it work if it's, you know, if I don't ever pop or make any money doing it, it's something I'll stick to until I find something else. I've got the whole, he's like, oh, radio. And he was right. One look in one peep in a doorway of a radio station, you just see a load of losers. And you're like, oh, no, this is what he wants to be. And he would tell me, he goes, I'll get you a job with Hunt Corporation. You'll work for me. We'll make the, you're going to be all right. Because all he was saying was, Get out of the house.
Did that ever cross your mind of doing that?
What, failing or doing construction?
Yeah.
No, I hated it. I would have, you know what I'd end up doing? In the meantime, I'd have gone back to like restaurant stuff. I would have killed myself.
Yeah, because you had your experience in the restaurant.
I could have very easily gotten a job in Olive Garden or whatever, but I would have, I know me well enough to know that a few more years of that, I'd have been at the end of a rope in an apartment I shared with a waitress.
Yeah, you knew that was just a stepping stone.
No, I knew that was all I had.
But you knew that you're not going to – that's what – that wasn't your career.
It was turning into it without me
having – You would have done something.
You think, but you see all those people like, I'm doing this for 25 years. Is this what you've always wanted to do? No. I just fell into it. I just ended up there. I got a girl pregnant and –
Need the money.
And now I'm a 45-year-old valet. And it's like, wow, how did this happen? It's like it just ends had to meet. And so it became my career. And a lot of dreams get dashed by children. That's for darn sure at an early age. And you just have to make it work because you're trying to be a decent person. And your dreams die when you bring another person in and you haven't – you can't just sit and chase that all day. You've got somebody to be responsible for. So that's a big one. And then I've seen other people where, you know, they chased and chased and chased and then fell back to something they were comfortable doing knowing that. And that ended up being their career on accident. Athletes, a lot of high school guys who I know who were really good athletes, it didn't pan out for them in college, and they came here and didn't finish school or whatever. And I know a few of them that were probably some of the better athletes I've ever seen that ended up just, you know, one dude worked at a car wash. Now, he was in his late 20s, last I saw him. He's like, yeah, he was managing a car wash. And I'm like, this can't be what you wanted to do. He's like, oh, absolutely not. But when it all kind of fell apart, he had nowhere to go, so he blue-collared back. No shame in working, but
no,
it's still, you know. That becomes your career. I guarantee you that had that guy named Jim Ortiz not stood in a parking lot as I was teasing him at 3 in the morning, I'm like, look at you, manager man at Tony Roma's at 3 a.m. because the computer's broken. He had to do a whole bunch of by-hand numbers. I said, this is a miserable Saturday night for a guy like you. And he goes, you're staring your future in the face. And it hit me like he just poured ice-cold water on my head. And I looked at him and I'm like, holy crap, he's right. I'm 24. I got to get out of this or it's going to be my life. And then I saw the other managers in their 30s, and they looked like they were 55. And their lives were awful. I'm like, I'm getting out. And, you know, but I'd have fallen back into that. I wouldn't have made it to 30. No way. Something else would have had to have happened, or I'd have been like, well, I'm not doing this anymore. Probably masturbating and choked out.
Maybe you could have moved up the ranks at Tony Roma's. You could have been running that one at Universal Studios,
man,
or something.
I wish. That would have been nice. Great. Then I could have killed myself in Universal City instead of Mesa. I would have done that. That would have been nice, too. Oof. And I met the district managers of Tony Roma's thinking, you know, this isn't so bad. District managers were losers.
Oh, man.
Jerks. And they thought they were something huge because they'd come in and push a bunch of like 20. The reason they had 20 and 19-year-old bar managers and managers like me is because these guys had inferiority complexes. They could come in and push you around. I didn't know any better. So I was like 20 years old and running restaurants. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I got no training with this. But these district managers and these guys would come in, and I would never call them out for being life losers because they were. And they would say things like, you know, if you ever want to pull in $40,000 a year like I do. And they would throw that at your face like that was like the ultimate dream. And I'm like, wow, all right, he's right. I gotta
compared to your 20?
I got to step up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was 19.7. I was making $19,700 a year at Tony Roma's when I was 19, which
can
is
you imagine
awesome.
Doubling that?
Oh.
You can do it.
I was the envy. Plus, I got to bartend still, so I was probably, like, all said and done, like 26,000 in 1994. I was a god. I'm socking it away, spending it on a girl constantly. Ugh, ruining my life. I could have had some money saved. Nope. I was too dumb. Oh, it was bad. Yeah. But I wasn't Patrick Mahomes good. $400 million.
Not many people are.
And we have to buy his jersey. That's the amazing part. They should give that away. They should give that to fans. And we know you guys work hard. We love them too. Here you go. Here, everybody gets one. Nope. It's another $100 out of your pocket because they got to pay that. I bet you the prices go up a little bit. But hey.
Finally, he can go out and buy a nice condo to live in.
Finally. In Kansas City, where the housing values are so incredibly high, $40 million doesn't get you what it used to a year. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty amazing. So good on him, man. If it's out there, go get it. But know your limits. Yeah. If you're blind, you probably shouldn't be a spotter. Just know your limits. That's all. It's 6:06, and you're not going to make $40 million a year, all you people I'm talking to right now, because people who make $40 million a year shouldn't be up at 6 in the morning. They should be sleeping in. I'll work from 10 till 6 for my $40 million a year. Most of the time, their money does the work for them.
I bet Patrick Mahomes gets up pretty early, though.
You think? Not today, he doesn't.
Not today.
No, he's sleeping today. His head hurts.
During the football season?
Clear out a liquor store yesterday.
Sure, sure.
They're up early, working out. They're getting it done.
Yeah.
It's hard work, man.
Yeah. There's like 7 of them. That's about it. I'm guessing most of the folks up there on Camelback Mountain sleep. They got people doing stuff for them until they decide to come in.
Well, yeah, most people have normal hours.
That's the goal.
This is abnormal,
the goal.
What we do.
Very, very abnormal. Not
to us and construction workers.
Yeah. All those $40 million jobs out there are not driving to work right now. It's not a guy making $40 million right now next to you on the freeway. I can almost guarantee it. I can pretty much guarantee it. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one to get us started on this day that will just cook your brain. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!